Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here, and Asclepius here, with Echoes from the Caverns. I'm doing another newscast in a different format here, both of us here now.
Hi, Lord Baldrith.
Hi, Asclepius. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty well. How's yourself?
I'm pretty good. Another Friday, another good day.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And another lot of interesting news from Port Illyrium.
Yeah. Good stuff going on right now.
I reckon. I think the PvP Brigade are going to be pretty happy with the developments this week.
Yeah, I agree. They've added some more great features for PvP.
They sure have. And, I mean, if we look down at the message that Chris has put in, I mean, it's far too much to read, but they've done so much in PvP changes that Chris posted on the forum. They have... Well, as he said, about a bazillion changes to combat to make it more interesting, more exciting, and more challenging for the PvP people. And as we all know, there's going to be PvP in Release 8.
That's right. And we get to test it out next week, right?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, Release 8. Oh, that's a big deal.
Yes. And from what we've seen on the forum, if you see Loom coming, then run away, because he's a bit of a champion by the sound of it.
I noticed that. He's killing everybody.
Yes. Well, as he said, the smart move is to take out the healer first.
Yeah, you do need a healer.
Well, that's right. I don't know. Maybe he had a little bit of healing built into his deck, and the other guys were relying on a specialist mage to be their mobile first aid station.
Yeah, I'd say it's always better to depend on yourself rather than somebody else.
That's right. So if you take out the first aid station first, then the others are vulnerable.
Yeah, their deck has no heal in it, they're going to go down.
That's right. And poor Lord British and Darkstar, they got dead.
Yeah, I feel bad for them laying there on the ground.
Oh, I know. That's for sure. So yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think there'll be a lot of death and destruction happening.
I'm definitely looking forward to placing some bets on people and earning some money.
Yep.
We already kind of know who's experienced at this stuff, don't we?
I think we do, yes. But it'll be fascinating to watch. It really will.
Oh, yeah.
And even at this early stage of combat development, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear they've decided to put all the forms of combat in now, too, including the deck play and then the other options of play.
That's right, yes. It really gives us a chance to see how it's going to work.
Yeah, I'm excited to try to lay out some kind of a deck to be a lot tougher. We'll see how that goes, though.
Well, that's right. Because you generally do play a mage, don't you?
Yeah, I play a mage generally, yeah. Unless the mages in the game are just horribly underpowered, then I'll switch over to my backup warrior.
Sure, yep. Oh, excellent. And there's an early release access for the Dev Plus people on Monday at 4 o'clock CST.
So, 4 o'clock Austin time, right?
Austin time, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I notice there's a new Lord reward that they've shown us a picture of now, the Noble's Magical Discourse Orb.
Yep, that was pretty
beautiful.
That was very cool.
That's on the table in my house.
That'll be lovely.
Yeah.
Yep. And anyone who's a Knight Marshal can get this really nice winged helm. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good looking helm.
I reckon.
Yep. Let's see, they look like they've done a row house expansion also.
Yep.
Looks, man, looking really nice. See those little cities full of houses like that. I like that.
Did you see in the forum this week? There's planned to be a whole metropolis full of row houses.
Yeah, you know what? That was a really exciting post.
It was.
Posted it. Was it the one about the slums?
The slum, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was fun. Even though I probably wouldn't want to live in that city, I think it'd be very fun to just take a look at, maybe risk getting killed.
That's right. Yeah, to run through at high speed.
It looks kind of like they're trying to set up the streets of New York or something.
Oh, I think so.
All the shooters.
Yeah. But this is something else that's really going to appeal to the PvPers, and it'll broaden the aspect and the interest of the game. I think if Portalarium can cater to the interests of everybody's playstyle, they're really onto a winner.
That's right. That's exactly what they need to do. Everybody will be happy. It's hard to make everyone happy, but they definitely are doing a good job of trying.
I think they are. That's right. Yes. And I mean, this place, the slum, it, as you say, it sounds really interesting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you want to live there, then basically you are a reprobate, an adventurer,
yep.
Someone who's prepared to kill on sight or be killed.
Yep.
And chaos and anarchy will rule supreme in that little town.
Yeah. Every time you walk out your front door, you run the risk of being killed.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the gameplay a lot of people like.
So. I know. Look, there are so many people who live and breathe that, and that is their bread and butter.
Yep.
So, hey.
Boy, the fact that they put it as an option to be in the game just by designing it yourself, that's just an amazing.
That's right. Yes. And if that's, I don't think it's probably my cup of tea, but I can't really say that because I haven't tried it yet.
That's true.
So who knows? But if I might even poke my toe in the water and run away very quickly.
That's what you have to do sometimes.
That's right. But look, if that's what floats their boat, that's fantastic for them.
And
I think good on Portalarium for bringing it in.
Yeah, I'm really excited they've done that. And all they've got left to do now is to bring the option to have full loot.
Yes.
Really want that. If they could find a way to do that to where they don't consider it to be a problem.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And I noticed in last week's release, as a response to an input from Duke Violation, if you own a player town, you can flag that for full PvP if you want to.
Oh, yeah. They talked about that in the Hangout, too. They're saying it's just turning it off and on. That way you're warned if you're going into a player owned town that's PvP.
Yes.
Just let you know.
Yep.
But that's another good idea.
Yeah.
Now you know which cities to stay away from, right?
Well, that's right. Or if you're feeling really brave and you've got a few friends with you.
Yeah.
Which cities to visit.
Maybe you got some revenge to seek.
That's right. So it adds to the richness and the culture and the depth of the game.
Yeah, this is all about sandbox.
That can only be a good thing. That's right.
Yeah. A really good thing when you make things less limited, then you make for a more exciting and fun game.
Yes. And feeding into that indirectly, there was an item that I picked up this week, courtesy of Sir Style, all about the Order of the New Britannia Empire Award, which, as we know, is a major award from Portalarium for people who have done great service to the game and to the outfit. And just running through very, very quickly, the people who have received the award: Dame Laurie, for her work with the runic font and contributions on the Forsaken Virtues website; Joe Garrity, for the Origin Museum, unification of historical artifacts; Sir Frank, for his work with College of Arms; Ember Assault, for her work with the creation of music; Holt Ironfeld, for his work and leadership in the Poets' Circle; The Mad Hermit, for his videos; Odion Tisserand, for his work and leadership in the College of Arms; Amber Rain, for her work and guidance in Avatars Radio; Nerante, for her work and leadership in the College of Arms and her contributions to the community; Duke Violation, for his community work on Avatars Portal and the Circle Wiki; and the most recent and notable one in the news lately, Winfield, for his leadership, player town ideas, and contributions to the community. And especially relevant in this context because Winfield was the one who created Paxlair. And that's a carryover from Ultima Online, a player community, a player town. And now, as we can see, player towns have been adopted by Portalarium. They're in the add-on store, and I think they're flying off the shelves like hotcakes.
Yeah, big congratulations to all those people, I'd say.
Absolutely.
On that note, they did mention in the hangout that the number of player-owned towns that have been purchased is 40. So that is awesome.
That is an impressive number. That yeah. is really good. That's such a good idea. You yeah. can you can live in a town with like-minded individuals, with friends, and you avoid the land rush at the start of the game.
Right.
And it's more income for the company, which is always good.
Yeah.
Helps fund the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you say, a big shout out, a big congratulations to all these worthy people.
Yeah. Yeah, we really appreciate all of the work they do in game, and they deserve the award.
Absolutely. Okay. And you mentioned you just watched the developer roundtable about the player-owned towns.
Yeah, it's a very good hangout. It answers a whole lot of questions about the player-owned towns. And there was some really good information I picked up on it. I did make a list of a couple of things I thought were pretty exciting. I know people have been worried about there being too many player-owned towns on the map, like it would clutter it up a little bit.
Yes, I heard that.
But really, they made a good point on that, that the player-owned towns are actually going to enhance the game because they're unique little areas to go to, so it's just like a whole other hex that's outside of development. Somebody made with their, you know, their own creativity.
Great.
I'd say that's more of a benefit than a clutter myself.
Yeah, well, I would think so.
Yeah.
And when you look at the map, the only thing we're playing on so far is that little forgotten isle. The whole continent of Monovia is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Compared to what we've seen so far.
Well, plus there's four other episodes coming, so it's going to be...
That's right.
Yep. Humongous. Yeah. And according to the hangout, they're going to keep adding player-owned hexes and towns throughout the episodes. So
great.
It's just going to be a huge community project.
Yes. Great. I think it's a win-win situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's good for the game. It's good for the people who want houses. I mean, everyone was concerned that there weren't going to be enough houses for people.
Yeah, that's pretty much gone now, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, the more player-owned towns that come along, the more houses there are.
Right.
So you should be able to get a house fairly easily.
Yeah. That adds a good 50 houses or so per player-owned town.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Plus all the towns they already had planned, so now you've just added that many more houses. Of course, unless you got, you know, the only thing I worry about with that is just getting a landlord or something that's, you know, going to just boot people off for no reason.
Sure. Yeah.
Then there's always, you know, just go to another town.
Yeah.
That. I lost my house. Sorry, you got any open?
That's right.
Right.
Yes. New occupation in Shroud, be an itinerant beggar.
Yeah, that used to be a really big career in Ultima Online. Being a beggar. I got a friend who's a GM beggar. Imagine that. Oh, earn a good living, though.
Yeah, that's a hard occupation to get your head around.
Imagine raising that one, 0.01 every half hour.
Yes.
I miss those days.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was fun times.
Yes. Oh, look at that. You can even upgrade your town if you want to.
Yeah. Well, they've talked about templates with the player-owned towns for now, so I guess kind of a set-in-stone thing until they said if we submit something that's very cool, they'll add a list of templates. So we have a chance to expand on that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's good news. The thing I thought was really exciting is there was a question asked about plot maps and will player-owned towns be on those. And Richard was really excited about that idea, and they're going to talk about it.
Wow.
Wow, our little player-owned little town that we live in may be actually on the map.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be a really fun thing, you know, to have hanging up on your wall. Wow, that's my little town there.
Yeah. Don't you love the way they are so interactive and responsive to what we're putting in and suggesting?
Oh, yeah. I've never ever played a game where you had this much interaction with the people that made the game. That's just exciting.
No, it is. It is absolutely thrilling. Yep.
Plus, they're just all-around fun people.
Oh, that's terrific.
I love watching those hangouts. They really are fun.
Great.
Yeah, it was fun to see Rustic Dragon there for a minute, too, on the last hangout.
Oh, okay.
He had made a statement. He was, I think Star had kind of committed him to licking him if somebody bought a Metropolis during the hangout, but they never got back to us on whether that happened or not, so too bad, huh?
Yes, yeah.
I always like to watch that. It's fun.
It sure is. Yes. He's a character, Rustic.
Oh, yeah. He cracks me up. I really enjoy watching him.
Yes.
Well, I guess we pretty much covered all the basic news.
I think we have. Yes. Oh, and right at the end of the news, if anybody out there is a world builder, level designer, have huge amount of programming skill, and want to join the team, just apply to Portalarium. So there you go.
Yeah, that would be a very awesome career, wouldn't it?
Oh, wouldn't it? Yes. Being on the ground floor. I mean, how would you like to be one of these game designers? Spend all day playing a game and call it work.
Yeah, I'd love going to work if I was going there and designing an awesome game. How much funner would that be, you know?
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
Yeah, the dream job.
Absolutely. Okay. Alrighty.
Well, I guess that covers it for this week, right?
I think it does. Brilliant.
Well, just wanted to cover a little bit of background info on the podcast here. Dated 7/18/14, July 18th. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teagle and is a joint podcast created and ran by Lord Baldrith and now Asclepius and Sir Style Teagle. And there's background music currently by Stephen J. Goldman, and awesome music there called Shroud of the Overture, Part 1. And also a special thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. And this is Lord Baldrith
and Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.